試験監督者は所定の位置についてください。人文学部英米文化学科、英語の試験を始めます。リスニング試験の音量を確認するために、最初に30秒間英語の音声を流します。ただし、これはリスニング試験ではありません。音量が小さい場合は手を挙げてください。手が上がっている間は徐々に音量を上げていきます。十分に聞こえると思った時点で上げた手を下ろしてください。
Good morning, folks. Welcome to the Northern Lights Outdoor Adventure Training Program. Today's outdoor course is how to build an igloo. An igloo is a dome-shaped structure built from blocks of snow. Igloo is an Inuit word. These snow houses were originally made in the cold Arctic regions of the north.Before we actually start building, let me give you a quick overview so that you get an idea of the procedure we will do outside.
これ以降、音量に関する申し出はできません。では、受験番号欄2箇所と氏名欄に記入漏れがないよう確認してください。リスニング試験に回答している間は、筆記試験の問題を見てはいけません。問題紙の2ページ目を開いてください。リスニング試験の問題は、Part 1、Part 2、Part 3に分かれています。Part 1、これから放送される英文をメモを取りながら聞いてください。続いて7つ質問があります。答えをそれぞれ選択肢の中から選び、回答欄にマークしてください。会話文も質問文も1回しか読みませんから、よく注意して聞いてください。Part 1は L1 から L7 までです。では、始めます。
Hello everyone. Your group just arrived from Japan, right? Welcome to the Cooper Hewitt Museum here in New York City. First, I'd like to talk about the museum's work.And then I'll give you details about the exhibits you will see. Please feel free to take notes on the pamphlet. Cooper Hewitt is a design museum. We host a collection of historic and contemporary design. So, some pieces are 3,000 years old, and some were just made recently. We collect pieces of design in 4 areas. These are listed on your pamphlet. First, we have actual objects,with interesting or important designs. The displays include furniture, lighting, glass, and jewelry. You can also see examples of industrial design, such as telephones. The museum has nearly 33,000 objects in this collection. Next, we have nearly 130,000 printed or drawn designs. These are designs in many fields,architecture, gardens, interiors, jewelry, and theater productions. This is by far our largest collection. Third, we have a collection of textiles, that is, pieces of fabric. We have about 26,000 objects related to cloth. Our final area might be a little surprising. We have the largest collection of wallpaper in the United States,with about 10,000 wallpaper samples. So, in this museum, you can experience the beauty of the things you see and use in everyday life. Now, I'd like to briefly explain some of the features of the museum. You are now standing at the new 90th Street entrance. Because you are 18 years old or younger, admission will be free for you. Today is Saturday.And usually, the museum will be open until 9 o'clock. But today, because of renovation work, we will close an hour earlier. Remember, closing time today is 8 o'clock. When you enter, you will first cross the garden, which is also open until 8. To your right will be the entrance to the cafe on the ground floor. The cafe closes at 7 p.m.At the bottom of the pamphlet is a list of current exhibits. The main exhibit at this time is How Posters Work. This exhibit is on the first floor and second floor. It features 125 posters. Some posters sell products. Other posters promote social or political causes. In spite of the rise of digital media, the printed poster is still an important form of visual communication. There are two other exhibits that I would like to point out. Passion for the Exotic is in a small gallery on the second floor. This is a special exhibit on Japanese art. The exhibit explores the influence of Japan on Western design in the late 19th century. Because you are from Japan, you might be interested in this exhibit. Also on the second floor is a large gallery called Making Design. In this gallery is a special exhibit that you should definitely visit, Design Beyond Vision. The exhibit contains more than 40 installations, not only to look at, but to touch, hear, and smell. In other words, you can see, touch, hear, and sometimes even smell the artwork. Design Beyond Vision is very special because it has been created to be accessible to all visitors. Of course, the signs have important information in Braille. Braille is raised dots or bumps that the blind can read with their fingertips. These days, most museums include Braille labels. What is unique to this exhibit is that every label starts with a description of the work. The content of each piece of artwork is described in clear, direct language. For example, one piece in the exhibit is a wall that is covered with fur. The label for the piece says, "A wall is covered in synthetic fur." So, blind visitors can easily imagine the piece. Most museum labels have explanations, but they do not have such descriptions. I hope you visit this innovative exhibit. Thank you for listening, and enjoy your day at the Cooper Hewitt Museum.
L1. From what time period are the museum's design pieces? L2. What is the museum's largest collection? L3. What time does the museum close today? L4. Where is the poster exhibit being held? L5. What exhibit is being held in the Passion for the Exotic Gallery? L6. What can visitors do in the Design Beyond Vision exhibit? L7. What is unusual about the labels in the Design Beyond Vision exhibit?
Part 2. これから長い会話文が流れます。会話の途中に英語で質問があります。会話文も質問文も一回しか読みませんから、よく注意して聞いてください。Part 2は L8 から L14 までです。
Hi, Michael. Do you have a few minutes to talk right now?
Sure do. What's up?
Well, pretty soon it's going to be Joanna's birthday, on March 6th, and I was thinking about having a surprise birthday party for her.
That would be great. March 6th is a Wednesday. Why don't we plan it for the weekend before? Let's see, Saturday, March 2nd?
No, Joanna has to work that night.
Okay, what about the weekend after her birthday? That would be Saturday, March 9th.
March 9th would actually be a good date. I know Joanna will be free.
L8. Why can't they hold the party on March 2nd? L9. When will the party be held?
Do you want me to reserve a restaurant? Casa Loma has a good party menu. My family had my mom's birthday party there last year. I think it was about $40 per person.
Yeah, but that might be over some people's budgets. Once you add in tax and tips, plus covering for Joanna, that would be about $60. I was thinking of just having the party at my apartment. We could all bring food, so a potluck party.
That's a good idea, if people actually cook and bring something. But at the last potluck party I went to, it was at Jim's apartment, only two people brought food. Everyone else just brought beer.
Don't worry, I'll organize the food. If you don't want to cook, that's okay. I'll make sure that someone does. If we keep the cost down, we can all pitch in some money to buy Joanna a really nice birthday present.
I see your point. That's really thoughtful of you.
Thank you. Okay, so it will be a potluck dinner at my apartment.
L10. What is the problem with the man's suggestion? L11. What kind of party will be held?
Sounds good. I have to go in a few minutes, but while we're at it, let's make the guest list.
Okay. Joanna's best friends, Jill, Tomoko, and Gordon, for sure. And we should also invite Tom and Kathleen. I'll tell them. So that's five people so far.
What about her friends from work? I've heard her talk about two people, Stephen and Maria. I don't have their email addresses or phone numbers, though. I can probably contact them through Facebook.
We need to invite her two roommates. I'll call them tonight.
Don't forget her boyfriend. I'll tell him.
Okay, so that makes 10 guests, plus you and me and Joanna. 13 people altogether. It'll be a little crowded, but that's okay. Be sure to tell everyone to arrive by 6:30.
Okay, and let's collect $10 from everyone to buy Joanna a gift.
Perfect. She'll be so surprised to see everyone. Thanks for your help. Don't forget to contact Stephen and Maria on Facebook.
Will do. See you later.
L12. How will the man contact Joanna's friends from work? L13. If everyone comes, how many people will be at the party? L14. Why will they collect $10 from each guest?
Part 3. これから短い会話文が流れます。それぞれの会話文について英語で質問があります。会話文も質問文も1回しか流れません。 よく注意して聞いてください。Part 3は L15 から L23 までです。では始めます。
L15
Goodbye everyone. I'm going on vacation to the US tomorrow.
Lucky you. Where are you going?
To Anaheim to watch Major League Baseball. I'll bring back an Otani jersey for you.
What kind of souvenir will the man buy? L16.
Let's take a bus to the theater. It's impossible to get a taxi during rush hour.
Isn't that a bus stop over there?
Oh, there's a bus stopping there now. We'll have to run to catch it.
Why do the people have to run? L17.
Meg, hi! What a coincidence! I haven't seen you in ages. What are you doing here?
I just got a new job, so I'm shopping for some work clothes. I need a black skirt and a white shirt. Hey, what do you think of this?
I think it would look good on you.
Why is the woman shopping for clothes? L18.
It's freezing outside. The weather report was wrong.
Yeah, it said it would be cloudy and calm, but the wind chill is so strong.
We can't go out. Let's do something here at home.
What are the people going to do next? L19.
Excuse me, could you tell me where the library is?
Yes, it's that way. You go 3 blocks to Washington Street, then turn right. It's on the corner, across from the bank.
Thanks. I just moved here a few days ago, so I really don't know my way around yet.
Why is the man asking for directions? L20.
Hey, how did your math exam go?
Not bad, thanks. I'm just glad it's over. How about you? How did your presentation go?
Oh, it went really well. Thanks for helping me with it.
Why is the woman happy? L21.
Who's the tall woman next to Barbara?
That's her friend Mary. Didn't you meet her at Steve's party?
No, I wasn't there. Can you introduce us?
Why hasn't the man met Mary yet? L22.
What time is the soccer game on TV? I thought it started at noon.
We must have had the wrong time and missed it. Darn, I was looking forward to watching it.
Yeah, too bad. Well, there's a basketball game on now. Why don't we watch that?
Why can't the people watch the soccer game? L23.
I just bought a ticket to New York City. I'm so excited to see the city.
I wish I could go with you. New York City is a magical place. You'll have so much fun.
I hope so. I'm going to stay with my brother who lives there. I'll stay for a week and then take the train down to Washington, D.C.
Where will the man stay?
これでリスニング試験を終了します。次のページを開いて、筆記試験の回答を始めてください。なお、問題紙に書かれているページ数を見て、問題紙に乱調および落調がないことを確認してから始めてください。